So, you can maybe repeat after me this famous verse. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya.
Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jayo.
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
It's an invocation by Krishna Askaraj Goswami. By the way, we chant that Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Vaidya Dhar Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Who gave us this mantra? Anybody know? Actually, Krishna Askaraj Goswami has made up this mantra. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Ideally, we should have chanted this before chanting Hare Krishna, but we chant what we usually chant. So who wrote that? So that was this Panch Tattva Mantra is given by Jagannath Das Babaji to us. He made it for invocations before Hare Krishna Mantra.
Was that in a response to some kind of sahajya program?
Yeah. So he made this Panch Tattva Mantra. And because Jagannath Das Babaji, he was Vaishnava Swarabham. He was the king of Vaishnavas at that time. He was a person who taught philosophy to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whenever he used to have some confusions, he used to go to Jagannath Das Babaji. You don't hear much about him, no? But he was called Vaishnava Sarvabhama. People all over Vrindavan used to go to him, asked philosophical principles. He was the only person who actually preserved Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy after Baladev, Vidyabhushan. Everything got again down. People forgot everything. He preserved that knowledge. And that is why he's in a parampara. Why is there in parampara? It seems that he's not doing anything, but it seems like that. It's pretty inactive. And he was staying in Vrindavan in Suryakund. You have heard about that, Suryakund? There's a place, Suryakund, in Vrindavan. We have heard about Radhakund, Shyamkund. But there's a place, Suryakund, which is in fact almost important to us as Radhakund, Shyamkund. Because Suryakund is Suryakund. Why? Because Srimati Radharani, she goes in the morning to that kund to worship sun god. But then you ask, why sun god? She speaks lies to her mother, mother-in-law? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she speaks lie to her that I'm going to worship sun god, but actually she's going to meet Krishna. Because near Suryakund there is Radhakund, Shyamkund. So she diverts from there, go to Radhakund, Shyamkund and meet Krishna. That was she. So, this is the mantra, this invocation. And in this chapter, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he now explains about Lord Chaitanya. Who is he? Who is he? Who is Lord Chaitanya? And he says, Shesha Jai Rahila Prabhu Dvadasha Vatsar Krishnera Vyog Sphurti Hoy Nirantar. Anybody understand Bengali here? No? Maybe a little bit also, no? You don't get it? Okay. It's beautiful if you can understand Bengali. Shesha Jai Rahila Prabhu Dvadasha Vatsar Krishnera Vyog Sphurti Hoy Nirantar. That is, during his last 12 years, Dvadash Vatsar, Prabhupada writes, during his last 12 years, Mahaprabhu manifested ecstasy in separation from Krishna. So Mahaprabhu's whole life is 48 years, we all know, and it's pastimes. And last 12 years, he was just inactive. It seemed inactive. He was in separation. He was feeling separation from Krishna. He was teaching all of us what is mode of separation, last 12 years. And you know what, Chaitanya Shikshashtaka, what does Mahaprabhu say? One moment appears to me like, how many years?
12
years. 12 years or more. So how much 12 years would look like to Mahaprabhu? Last 12 years. I don't know how much he would have gone mad. That's called ecstasy and separation. In sadness, time increases, you know. Is it? Mm. When you're sad, time doesn't go fast. When you're happy, it finishes. This is psychology. Did it teach you like psychology?
No.
So, it's like this. Mahaprabhu was, during last 12 years, he was always feeling separation. And Advaita, actually, before, just after 48 minus 12, 36 years, when he did his 36 years of pastime, preaching, traveling, then Advaita Acharya wrote a letter to him. We all know Chaitanya Charitamrita. He wrote a letter. Anybody is aware of that letter? Or did he write in that letter? So Advaita Acharya was in Bengal, Mahaprabhu in Odisha. Advaita Acharya, he was in Shantipur. So he writes a letter to Mahaprabhu and sends a letter. And letter he writes, see, you are a mad person. And everyone has become mad now. So we have finished the stock. There's no more anyone to distribute the stock. That's all. And when this letter came to Mahaprabhu, he saw and he started laughing. And Prabhupada writes, he could understand that that is an indication that he should end his pastimes. The time is coming for him to end pastimes. Because Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu, you all know. He was a person who called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from spiritual world. Especially Advaita Acharya. He was a person, that is why Advaita Acharya has many names. Anybody know any other name of Advaita Acharya?
He was Sadashiva, so.
No, name
in
Pati. Yes, Sitapati, yes, Sitanath. That's the name Sitanath. But that is like, because his wife is called Sita Devi, no?
Yeah.
This is Sitanath. But
this one more like Mahaprabhu calls him, like, because he's crying.
Yeah. That's what. He's one of the, his childhood names is Kamlaksh. It is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you read Adi Leela nicely, there's the Kamlaksh. Kamlaksh means who has eyes like lotus. One other name is Ved Panchanan. At the age of 5 years, he learned, 5-6 years, he finished all Vedas, you know. He learned all Vedas, memorized. By 11-12 years, he was expert in all Vedic knowledge. That's Advaita Acharya. Of course, he's God. You see, you know what? Sri Sampradaya, they worship Lord Narayan, Vishnu. Like their whole object of worship is Vishnu. But in Mahaprabhu's pastime, Vishnu is just roaming around in streets, you know. Advaita Acharya. Nityanand Prabhu, his son Veerchand Prabhu, he is Vishnu. There's Narayan. Yeah, all Vishnus are just roaming naked in Mahaprabhu's pastime, you know. It's funny. Mahaprabhu made everybody dance. Even Vishnu. They were just in the streets of Panihati. Nityanand Prabhu lived in Panihati. In Bengal. They were just roaming here and there. So he sent a letter and Mahaprabhu, okay. After that letter, Ante Leela starts. That's what chapter 2 is beginning. So just before this, you will read about that letter. And Mahaprabhu then immediately contracted his consciousness and he was just in the ecstasy of Sri Krishna. And then what he was feeling, Sri Radhikara Cheshta Jain Uddhava Darshane Ei Mad Dasha Prabhur Hoye Ratri Dine. This is what Mahaprabhu's mood is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's state of mind day and night was practically identical to Radharani when Uddhav came to Vrindavan to see gopis. Sri Radhikara Cheshta Jain Uddhava Darshane. When Uddhav came to Vrindavan, there are discussions of Uddhav and gopis in Bhagavatam. And those discussions, you had heard a gopi geet? Oh really? Should discuss and read Bhagavatam. So there's one more song, Bhramar Geet. So that chapter, the song of the bee, is here in Bhagavatam. There's a discussion between Uddhav and Radha. So Radha is addressing bee, and not Uddhav, because she doesn't talk to male. So she was talking to bee, but addressing Uddhava. That was the system, like in Vedics, culture, that's a system, you know. If some guests come, then the female will not directly say to the male, do you want tea? So she will ask her child that, please go and ask whether he wants tea or not. The child will go, uncle, do you want tea? Mama is asking. And that person will not say, then person will not call, okay, bring me tea. Then he'll say, okay, tell your mother. He is an intermediate between the male and the female. Just like Advaita Acharya is intermediate between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the spiritual world. So he, another name for Advaita Acharya, I just forgot. His name was Nada. You have heard of it? Nada?
Yeah.
So Nada means, you have seen that instrument like this. They play like that. Saxophone, I think they call it saxophone. It's a big thing, no?
Western
saxophone.
Yeah.
So, like that in India, you have an instrument, nagada. It's called nagada. In marriages, they play poom poom like that. So, Mahaprabhu used to call him nada. Like, he called, he was shouting, please, Mahaprabhu, come. He could have preached, he could have done everything himself. Somebody asked Advaita Acharya, that why didn't you preach? You could have done everything. You are Vishnu, you know. But Advaita Acharya told, no, I don't want to preach because I want to give this movement. History should remember that Sankirtana eka pitrau. Who is the father of Lord Sankirtan? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's what I want. That's why he was calling. So sometimes, what?
Question.
Yeah.
Okay. What happens in other Kali Yugas? Like in this Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. I wonder, when another Kali Yuga, like Balaji comes?
No, another Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just comes once in a day of Brahma.
Okay. Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma for every...
Yeah, it is there. But every Yuga Sankirtan, these mysteries are not revealed. Radharani's love is not revealed. That's why only by Krishna. So, I know. We are there when Mahaprabhu came. In Brahma's one day, in the 27th, how do we say that? In the 7th Kalpa and 27th cycle. So one cycle is Satyug, Dwapar, Treta, Kaliyug. This is one cycle. 27th cycle, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. First Krishna comes and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are there by chance, we are there now. By chance, I don't know. Anything happens by chance now. So we are there now to participate in this movement somehow or the other. So Advaita Acharya is called Nada. There's another name. Ved Panchanan, Kamlaksh, Nada, Advait. And why Advaita Acharya is called Advait? That's also mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Advait said, Advaita Acharya told, if I am non-different from Krishna, he's Vishnu, and Chaitanya was Krishna, if I'm non-different from him, if my love and my desires are one with Krishna, if I call him, he should come down. And that is why word will call me Advaita. There's no separation between me and God. Advaita Acharya is always like that. He's always testing Mahaprabhu. Testing in the sense, people thought he's testing, but actually he was trying to glorify him. You know why? Because once, Mahaprabhu's birthplace in Mayapur? Yoga Peeth?
Mm-hmm.
It's Mahaprabhu's. So near that birthplace, we have... But near that, much before near ISKCON, there's a Bhavan, Chandrasekhar Acharya Bhavan. There's one associate of Mahaprabhu, Chandrasekhar Acharya. And he was intimate associate. So Advaita Acharya, he came and stayed in his house. And he didn't inform anybody. And then, but Mahaprabhu knew when he was dancing. He could understand Advaita Acharya has come. And then he started shouting, Nada, Nada, Nada. People were thinking, who is this Nada, you know? Who is this person, Nada? What's happening, you know? Mahaprabhu told, call him. So nobody knows, you know. So then he sends all his associates to find him. And they go and find him. But Advaita Acharya says, see, I'm going to come. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God, he will call me himself. So he just stayed there. He didn't come. And then informed Mahaprabhu, he's not coming. So Mahaprabhu, he just sat and he meditated on Advaita Acharya. And he sent somebody. He told him that I am angry. You should come here. And then finally they told Mahaprabhu is calling you, you know, he's angry. So he comes, he opens the door, and Mahaprabhu is sitting in Srinivasacharya's house. They used to do kirtan, Srinivasacharya Thakur's house, daily, day and night. And he opens the door, and Mahaprabhu is sitting, and Advaitacharya comes and dandavat. And you know what? And Advaitacharya's desire was to see universal form of Krishna. And as soon as he does dandavat, there's no floor, there's no sky, nothing. He's hanging in air. And he shocked what's happening. When he sees up, he sees universal form of God. So Mahaprabhu fulfilled Advaitacharya's desire. Like this, Advaitacharya is always testing. Once Advaitacharya, he started preaching Mayavad. Seriously, you read Chaitanyata? He started preaching Mayavad. He started interpreting Bhagavatam in Mayavad. And that was, when Mahaprabhu came to know, he thought, my God, what's happening? I came to defeat Mayavad. He went there to Shantipur. He caught hold of Advaitacharya and he was beating him like anything. He started beating him. Like, he was sitting on the chair, he pulled him down with his hairs. Started. And his wife, Sita Devi, she was shouting, no, no, please, he's an old man, stop that beating. Mahaprabhu was beating, and Advaitacharya was very happy. You know why? Because Advaitacharya was so distressed that Mahaprabhu is always giving me respect. Always he's giving me respect. So he wanted to show that he's God, because only God can transgress rules of religion. Like, you can't beat Advaitacharya. He's an old man, he's superior. And Mahaprabhu, and then he was happy. Then he was dancing. And he was saying, oh, I have proof today that Lord Chaitanya is God. This is Advaitacharya. So, he sent a letter to Mahaprabhu. And you can imagine what kind of letter. He wrote, you're a madman. Stock is finished. His whole way of speaking and acting is all funny, you know. He always speaks in code language, acts in funny language. Because they're all madmen, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Prabhupada calls, no? Mahaprabhu is madman, Nityananda is madman, Advaitacharya is madman. We all want to become mad. That's what his book says. Baul baul sab kahe, baul kehna na hoy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, everybody wants to become mad. It's very difficult to become mad. It's not easy. So, Mahaprabhu is Radhikara Cheshta. Yeah.
My question. You were saying that Advaitacharya wanted to see that universal form.
Yeah.
And then when Mahaprabhu played Dandavat.
Mahaprabhu, no, Advaitacharya played Dandavat.
Okay, but I thought Mahaprabhu always treated him as an elder. So he.
Yeah, but here.
He used to fight each other like who does that.
Yeah, that's what Advaitacharya wanted to prove, no? He's God. So when Mahaprabhu became angry, it's proved. Mahaprabhu is God. That's all.
So when he played Dandavat, then he saw the universal form.
Yeah, when he floored, there was no floor there. He was standing among stars, you know. He's hanging around stars, up stars, down stars, all planets, and he saw this universal form.
And he's Vishnu himself.
Yeah, he's amazed.
Beyond logic.
It's beyond logic. That's what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. That is why it is said, graduation is Bhagavad Gita. What to say? Undergraduation. Undergraduation is Bhagavad Gita, then graduation is Bhagavatam, and then post graduation is Chaitanya. You know why? Because when you do undergraduation Bhagavad Gita, then you have to stop your logic, you know. You're convinced by logic you can't understand Krishna. That's what Bhagavad Gita is doing. Surrender unto me. Don't try to put your logic. I'm beyond your logic. Krishna is beyond logic. And then you understand Bhagavatam and then come here. This is called Rasa Vichar. This is mellows. Bhagavatam is philosophy. So Radhikara Cheshta. Mahaprabhu was an ecstasy of Srimati Radharani. Now who is Radha? What Mahaprabhu is feeling? That's the question. Now Radha, she is away from Krishna when she is meeting Uddhava, And that, in that mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. That mood of separation of Radha. And what is that mood? That mood is, Radha considers that, Prabhupada explains in one of his lectures, Radha thinks that I am sinful. That's why Krishna has left me. She thinks like that. And then she thinks, I am millions of times sinful because without Krishna I am living. I should have died. What kind of devotee I am? Krishna has left me and I am not dying. So she is in ocean of guilt due to separation. She thinks I am sinful. And she thinks that why Krishna has left me? Because I couldn't satisfy Krishna by my service. So he went to Dwarka and he had his queens and now he is satisfied. So there is some lack in my service. That is the mood of Mahaprabhu. He wants to teach us. That is Radharani. We should always feel that my service is lacking. I am unable to satisfy Krishna. And here he says, Ratri Dine, day and night he was in that state. So devotee, he is serving Krishna day and night, day and night, day and night. And still he is thinking, I cannot satisfy Krishna by my service. You can imagine if you have such kind of mood that my service is not enough to satisfy Krishna, then you'll keep on serving him. Is it? Day and night. And still you will feel, but Krishna is not satisfied. That is what Radharani taught us. That is what is feel of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is exactly in the mood of Radharani because he is serving Krishna day and night. Night he is translating, day he is managing, he is instructing devotees, and still Prabhupada says, I have fallen. Once in lecture he was saying, he was weeping and he told to devotees, you all will fall down. Everybody, he was speaking again and again, you will fall down. And devotees were perplexed, you know, what's happening? And then they asked Prabhupada, what happened, you know, like, Prabhupada says, see, you don't pray to Krishna. That's why you will fall down. So this is what Mahaprabhu is teaching. What Radharani is doing, she is always praying to Krishna. Krishna, please engage me in your service. That's what Prabhupada has given this meaning, engage me in your service. It's a very deep prayer. Engage me in your service. Why we are praying? Because we are dissatisfied by the amount of service we are doing. We are not satisfied. If, what is the proof that Krishna is satisfied by our service? He'll come to us. Just like Radharani is waiting in Vrindavan. When will Krishna come? When Krishna will become satisfied, that's all. So he'll reveal himself to us. So until unless he doesn't reveal himself to us, we are dissatisfied. It's same like Ramayana. Sita Devi, she is in Lanka. Ravan has given her 1 month time. He's going to kill her after 1 month if she doesn't surrender to Ravan. And Sita is simply waiting for Lord Ram. When will Ram come and rescue me? When will Ram become satisfied by my devotion? Come and take me back with him. This is how we should lead our life. That is what is ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya. That is what is mood of gopis. Radhikara Cheshta, intention of Srimati Radharani. That's how she spends her time, day and night. So, Nirantar Hoye Prabhur Viraha Unmat Brahmay Cheshta Sada Pralapamay Vad. So, daily, Lord constantly was in a state of mind of madness of separation. He was mad. Because he was thinking that the Lord of my life is dissatisfied with me. That's what we are supposed to think here. Jagannath, I am doing service, but Jagannath, you are not satisfied with me. Otherwise he would start talking to you, no? He would start talking. He can talk. He's not wood. But he's not talking. So whenever devotee goes and have darshan of Krishna, he prays, Krishna, please accept me. Please give me power to serve you more and more and more and reveal your form to me when you are satisfied. That's what Mahaprabhu prayed. Ainanda tanujakin karam patitam maam vishame bhavam badau. And that will keep us enthusiastic, always. So mood of gopis will keep us enthusiastic to serve him. You know what somebody asked Prabhupada in Vrindavan? that these... at Prabhupada's time, they had a gopi club. You know this? Prabhupada Lilamrit? Yeah, Gopi Bhav Club, something like that. Yeah. So they asked Prabhupada, they have opened a gopi club and... then Prabhupada told tell them, you know, next life they'll be born as gopis. Gopis means they'll be born as a female whose name will be Gopi. Somewhere in material world. And they will have a boyfriend who will be called as Krishna. That's all. A mundane boyfriend and mundane girl. That's all. That's what Prabhupada said. So Gopi Club, Prabhupada says, yeah, we are real followers of Gopis. So real following of Gopis is doing a Harinam. That's Gopis' mood, no? That I am not satisfied to do your service. Engage me in your service more and more. And that's when Mahaprabhu became mad. Mahaprabhu is becoming mad because he cannot serve the Lord of his life. The amount of service he wants to do. He's feeling 24 hours is less. He's feeling my capacity is less. He's feeling helpless. He said to Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, that I am feeling helpless. I cannot distribute holy name. Please help me. So God feeling helpless. That's another concept here. So, Brahmay Cheshta Sada Pralapamay Vad. His intentions were Brahma means forgetfulness. Actually, Prabhupada writes, all his activities were based on forgetfulness. What do you mean by that? It is said, Chaitanya Leela Gambhira Ati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is very deep. Very deep. So what do you mean by this? All his activities were based on forgetfulness. Any idea? Any clue? Hint? Yeah.
If you remembered he was God, they wouldn't be very exciting.
Oh, well, yeah. But no, yeah. That's okay. But his own activities based on forgetfulness. Here, in this context. Well, this means that the aim of devotee is to always be in state of forgetfulness. And what do you want to forget? Material world. That's all. So because he was absorbed in ecstasy of Lord, he forgot material world. That's what Krishna's Kavadaga Swami writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnera Smaran Nahi Krishnera Smaran Hoye Deha Vismaran. When you remember Krishna, you forget your body and your material world. That is the test of devotion. You'll forget material world means you'll forget all attraction to material world. It's gone. It's gone, finished. No more attraction. You'll not glorify this material world. You know why we become attracted to this material world? Because we want to glorify it. We glorify it, no? In our mind. Oh yeah, this building is so nice. This thing is so nice. As soon as you have entertained this idea, you'll get attracted. And when Prabhupada came to... I think it happened in New York, LA. When Prabhupada came to LA and they took him to a tour, and they showed Prabhupada, this building is so nice. And Prabhupada said that, you Americans are fools. You have used your intelligence to make a building which is temporary. It will get destroyed. So that kind of vision, we are here to forget material world. He was in state of forgetfulness. His talks were always based on madness. What kind of madness? I just explained. His talks were based on madness. He's becoming mad because his desire to serve has exceeded his service. This is what happens slowly when a devotee advances. His plans are big, but he feels his capacity is less. That's what he wants, no? Prabhupada said, no, think big. I always said, think big. So devotee makes plans. Devotee is almost like a drug addict. You know, people take drugs and they're thinking, I'm a billionaire, I'm this, I'm that, I'll do this. Devotee is like that, you know. He's also not dope, you know, Hare Krishna dope. And he's sitting in his room and thinking, you know, I'll make entire Michigan devotee. There's no harm in thinking. You may not be able to do, but there's no harm in thinking. You keep on thinking like that.
Is Mahaprabhu's feeling like that? Is that service and separation?
Yeah, that's what we're discussing, Madhav Gopis. So in separation, your desire to serve increases millions of folds beyond your capacity. It's like Prabhupada. Prabhupada always thought, when what's happening? So when Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, before going to America, he was in Gaudiya Math, his one of his godbrother, Keshav Ji Maharaj. You know this? So one of his godmother, whose name was Keshav Pragya Maharaj, that Gaudiya Math is famous now. Yes, Sannyas, Keshav Pragya Maharaj. He was in that Gaudiya Math before going to America. And he was in his room, he was cooking. And some of the devotees, Gaudiya Math devotees, came to meet him. And Prabhupada was cooking, and then he looked to them and he said, "You all do not know what plans Mahaprabhu has for this old man." He was very aware.
Keshav Pragya?
No, Prabhupada said to Keshav Pragya Maharaj's disciple that, "You all do not know what Mahaprabhu's plan is for this old man."
Speaking of himself.
So Prabhupada from the beginning, he used to think big, he used to dream big. And I mean to say, when Prabhupada went to Allahabad or Jhansi? Before going to America, in Jhansi, he had a big plan of preaching.
League of Devotees.
Yeah, he opened the institution League of Devotees. It was not ISKCON, initially registered League of Devotees. And then he took that this big building. And then he planned, I mean to say, it was difficult for him to pay the rent, but still he took, because he planned, you know, this room will be congregation, teaching room, this room will be kitchen. And you can imagine, he doesn't have manpower, doesn't have money, and he's planning, this room will be printing press room, and this room will be this. Big plans, but a person with no money, no help. So that was Prabhupada. There's no harm in dreaming. At least you can dream. Maybe someday Krishna fulfills your dream. But if you don't have a dream, or Krishna is going to fulfill nothing, you don't have a dream. You don't have any aspirations. Just like this, who was this person? Steve Jobs. He was also like a pauper, huh, previously? He was
very poor.
And then he learned all the clerical and calligraphy, and somehow then he was dreaming. He was a dreamer. People who have done something in this world, they are all dreamers. If you read the history, Hitler was a dreamer. I'll do this, I'll Jews and this and that. He was like brainwashed by one of the philosophers. So we have to be dreamers. Yeah.
Well, before you say that, you know, whether what we want, you know, we want to go to a, you know,
where you want to go.
Yes, in the morning.
Where we want to go?
About our desires, you know, what we desire. We desire this and we desire that. You say, no, it's what Krishna will give you.
Yeah.
When you're talking about having dreams, means you want something.
No, we, for service we are desiring, not for the gifts. You're not desiring for the gifts. Gifts means, I told you so many gifts. Gift of love, gift of attachment, gift of ecstasy, gift of spiritual word, gift of our original form. We don't desire for gifts, but we desire for the service. That makes sense, no? You don't want gifts. Krishna, if you want to give us gift, no problem.
So is it because the acharyas have said book distribution is what Krishna wants, spreading the holy name?
Yeah, that's why. It is, you know what, there's an example given. If suppose your friend comes to your house, and he's sitting with you, and you want to give him something nice to eat. So sometimes you say, you don't ask him, do you want something to eat? Because he will feel embarrassed, no? Yes, I want cookies. He'll not say. So you tell him, see, I'm feeling hungry, I'm eating cookies. I want to make cookies for myself. Do you want? Then he'll say, yes, yes, I want it, no? Because it's not coming to him, no? So similarly, wanting something to fulfill desires of other person, that's not sense gratification, that's service. So we want, okay, we want book distribution because he wants. So that's not wanting actually, in one sense. That is giving in love, which seems like wanting. You understand? This is how it goes. So that's what Mahaprabhu is becoming mad. He's becoming mad. His desire for service is exceeding his service. And that's what Prabhupada's whole life was. Entire life. Prabhupada, I told you Prabhupada wrote from America in 1977. There's a letter to Gaudiya Math. Prabhupada was in America. He wrote to Gaudiya Math. And he wrote that, see, we are preaching very nicely here. And there are so many devotees. And blah, blah, blah. But Prabhupada has just one center.
That's
67. 67? Yeah, Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada had nothing. Prabhupada is writing, our preaching is successful in America. As a very successful. They didn't have, you know, in Mridanga at that time, you know. He was begging from Mridanga to Gaudiya Math people, please send one Mridanga. So, that's what we have to do. We have to become mad, thinking of service, doing whatever service we want, and praying to Krishna, Krishna, please fulfill my dreams. Like a lover, fulfill my dreams, this is my dream. But we know actually that's what Krishna wants. This is love. If you directly say, Krishna, I want to fulfill your dreams, there's no fun, no? This is not love. I mean, people have girlfriend, boyfriends, they know, you know, how these things work. Is it? That happens like that, no? It happens like that. If you say, okay, what do you want? That's okay. But you say, okay, I want to go to a movie. But you understand that she wants that. Then it's nice, it goes on. So, that's why Chaitanya Charitamrita Leela is very difficult to understand these chapters. It's very difficult. If we just read it like that, you can't make out anything. What's happening here? Mahaprabhu is going mad. He's forgetting. Okay, fine. That's it. Finished. It's not finished. It's very... That is why Prabhupada said it is post-graduation. Just because of this reason, he said. When you go through all Bhagavatam, Gita, serve, then we can understand what he's thinking. Because he'll give a drop of his experience to devotees. And just by tasting that drop, they can imagine what's the ocean like. And then we can understand what's happening in this book. So, and... Oh, man, we have to leave. You should leave.
I want to go to the airport.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, let's fulfill your desire. So, I'll just last verse, I'll finish.
I have questions.
That's all. Okay, fine. I'll just finish here. And just like Mahaprabhu was mad, Nityananda Prabhu was also mad. But you know, Nityananda Prabhu's madness and Mahaprabhu's madness are very different. Very different.
Really?
Yeah. They were like differently mad. Because Mahaprabhu is mad for Krishna, Nityananda Prabhu is mad for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu was preaching, chant Hare Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu was not preaching Hare Krishna. If you go to Bengal, no, people don't chant Hare Krishna. People chant Hare Krishna, but more than that, they are chanting, you have heard this, Bhaj Gaurango, Laho Gaurango. Kaho Gaurangera Ram Le. Je Jana Gauranga Vele, Sei Tomar Pran Re. That's what he was preaching. Chant Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name. He was promoting Lord Chaitanya. That's what his madness was. Mahaprabhu was weeping in ecstasy. Nityananda Prabhu was laughing in ecstasy. He's just very different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy, in mood of separation. He was very simple as a sannyasi. He didn't accept anything. Nityananda Prabhu, he was wearing jewels. You can imagine, when he used to go to preach, he used to dress very nicely, he used to do makeup. He used to put a turban, still his turban is there. You can have darshan of his turban in Panihati.
Right.
Generally people, if you go to yatras, then you'll know. So that turban is there, he used to wear that turban. He used to eat pan, you know pan, betel nut?
Yes.
Beetle?
What?
Pan, what do we call here? Pan.
It's intoxicating.
Yeah, intoxicating stuff. Yeah, betel nuts, yeah. That this
tobacco also is there.
Yeah, he used to eat that. You know, what's happening? You know, and he's having a rod which has diamonds on it. He's having rings on his all fingers with all jewels. And then he used to go for preaching. And all his associates, like he's like that, and all his associates around him, like Paramanand Puri or maybe other the devotees, they are, or for example, Lochan Das Thakur, Vrindavan Das Thakur, these all people were in rags. They were all rags. They were just wearing one dhoti, nothing up, nothing down, kartals. And Nityananda Prabhu is walking with all these opulences. It was a funny scene. People used to call them mad. People used to call them they're bogus people, dhongi. You understand dhongi? Hypocrite?
Hypocrite.
He's a hypocrite. What he's doing? He's a saint, and what he's doing? So that was his madness. It was different. And Nityananda Prabhu was doing this for a purpose. You know what? Why he was doing this? He was doing this for a purpose. He wanted to show people that idea of devotional service is to engage everything in service of God. He was engaging good clothes, decoration, everything. Nityananda Prabhu is our original spiritual master, no? Guru Tattva. He's original spiritual master. So he was showing that what is the principle of Yukta Vairagya. Everything can be used in service of Krishna. One purpose. Second purpose was, he wanted to confuse those people who were not simple. And they'll become confused, you know, what's happening. And who were not simple, they'll leave him. And on the other hand, he wanted also to preach to actually rich people. That was his agenda. That's why Mahaprabhu said in Chaitanya, Nitai, you can do those things which I cannot do. As a sannyasi, you can't preach to rich people. You know, Mahaprabhu is in just one dhoti. You know, nobody invite him. Come on, get lost. People used to tell Chaitanya Prabhu, get lost, you know. You're a beggar. So Nityananda Prabhu, he married. As soon as he came to Bengal, he married two females, not just one. Two females. And then he was living in a very palatial building. That building is still there. Big palace. He was dressing like this. So many influential people were getting attracted to the movement. Many big businessman people. His disciple, Udharanda Thakur. Like, I mean to say, he got big disciples, very rich people. Like, for example, Udharanda Thakur. He was a big businessman, very influential person. He became a devotee like that. So that was his madness. That's how he was mad. So it's little different. So who was more mad, Lord Chaitanya or Nityananda?
Yeah.
What do you say? Nityananda? Sure. Who is more mad? They asked this question to Prabhupada. Some devotee. Who is more mad, Lord Nityananda or Chaitanya? So, you know why? Because these devotees were going on a boat, Kirtan. And there was a storm, and they were Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu's deity, and Nityananda Prabhu's deity just went into sea, you know. Boat moved, and it just fell into sea, just lost. So they came to Prabhupada, they said, Prabhupada, we are so distressed, you know, Nityananda Prabhu's deity is lost, we've done some offense. What's happening, you know, we didn't care a lot, Chaitanya Nityananda properly, that's why we have to suffer this. But Prabhupada said, okay, which deity fell down in the sea? No, Chaitanya Nityananda. And only Nityananda Prabhu's deity fell down in sea. So Prabhupada said, then don't worry. He's a mad person. He can't do anything. He's avadhut. He's more mad than Lord Chaitanya. No offense. That's okay. Bring one more deity and that's it. That's what is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. So now I must leave because it's time.
Couple of questions.
Yeah, what questions you have to ask?
Okay.
We can keep on discussing this.
Yes.
Yeah.
One, like you were saying that we should think big and then we should pray for more service. So when we chant Hare Krishna in the morning or japa otherwise, what should be our mood? How should we chant Hare Krishna?
No, while chanting, you should not think of services.
Okay.
While chanting, you should not supposed to think of book distribution, management, and that's wrong. Chanting is a service.
But chanting, you're not supposed to meditate on the meaning of the mantra?
Yeah, you have to pray to Krishna. Krishna, please accept me. Radha, please accept me. Please accept me as your servant. I've done so much service. I've been doing your service entire day, previous day. Now, please accept me as your servant. That's all. That's the mood. That's the only mood. That's what Prabhupada said, no? Please engage me in your service. Accepting means please engage me in your service, no? Engage in your service, accept me as a servant. That's all we have to pray, that's all.
Second Guru, you were saying yesterday you would show us how to read fast.
And now I have to run fast. There's not time to... Huh? What?
Can we take you to the airport and then we can talk to them?
I don't know, yeah. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Quick question. Pundarik Vinidhi also dressed very opulently. Did he have a purpose similar to Lord?
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah, it was to attract rich people.
It was to preach
to them? Yeah. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, another devotee in Mahaprabhu's Leela, he used to also... So many servants and so much opulence. Was just to, there were two purposes, same as Nityananda, to confuse atheistic people. Mm-hmm. And for Pandit Vidyanidhi, it's a little different case because he wanted to hide himself, he didn't want to show himself as a devotee. He was humble. So in the night, he used to go to Ganges and he used to take bucket and take bath so that nobody should see him. So he was very afraid of false prestige. And that's why he used to remain as materialistic person, so that people will not be able to recognize him as a devotee. And but in spite of that, well, he was doing such things, he became more famous, you know. Eventually people come to know, you know, what kind of devotion a person has by his talks. So, but many people couldn't recognize he's a devotee. Just like Gadadhar Pandit, he couldn't recognize. Gadadhar Pandit?
Oh, yeah.
He came to meet Pandarik Vidyanidhi. He thought he's a materialistic person. But then at the end, he took initiation from him. So his friend Gadadhar Pandit, Prabhu's friend Mukund, he could understand that Gadadhar Pandit cannot understand Pandarik Vidyanidhi. So Mukund started chanting a verse from Bhagavatam. As soon as he chanted, Pandarik Vidyanidhi went into ecstasy. And for 6 hours, he was unconscious. Straight. Just by hearing one verse of Bhagavatam. So Gadadhar Pandit could understand what's happening, you know, he's a big... Then he took initiation from him to liquefy his offences. That's what the pastime is. So this was a little different. Okay. What?
Show you how to speak fast?
I can't show immediately. It takes time.
Yeah, time. Isn't it time to teach her?